This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
Okay, welcome to Living Mishnah, a project of Torah shows. And here we are at Camp Aguda, surrounded by beautiful B'nai Torah. And we're going to teach the Mishnah with pictures. And the goal of this series is to try to teach 1,000 Mishnayos for children who want to click and watch the Mishnah, not just read the Mishnah, watch it. So this will be something that you could enjoy one day. I thank our sponsor, Chaim Lacks. It should be a zechus for his parents in Gan Eden. I'd like to dedicate today's shiur to my neighbor, Yaakov Goldwag, a wonderful mensch. This Mishnah today is actually in Seder Nezikin, and it's in Baba Kama, Perek Gimel Mishnah Zayin. And the Mishnah is discussing somebody who's chopping wood, and then some of the pieces of the wood bounced off and hit somebody and hurt him. Is he chayev to pay? What's the story? Maybe it's not him, it's just his grandma. So that's what this Mishnah is about. So says the Halakha Mishnah, and thank you Hashem for choosing us, B'nai Yisrael, and giving us the Torah on Har Sinai, which was burning in fire, and now we have to learn Torah with the fire. Hamivakeya, if somebody is chopping wood, don't try that. It's so not fun. Okay. B'shus hayachid, and he's sitting in his own backyard. Bing, v'hizik, b'shus harabim. And all of a sudden, a piece of wood shot out from the force of the axe, banging against it on an angle, and it ricocheted, and now it pokes someone's eye. And now the guy needs stitches. Who's paying for that?
Insurance?
What?
Let's say someone's hawk has a broken wing and it somehow just gets a helicopter and flies. Then it falls down and its wing touches the person's finger and he had a disease on his finger that day.
So it's a very good question.
Doesn't make any sense.
So generally we don't tell Hashem that his Torah doesn't make sense.
It's not happening.
But so you're saying you don't think this would happen?
So
it's Hashem who made the world, who made the Torah. You're saying you think that he made a mistake?
No, I think it just doesn't make sense.
Which yeshiva you go to that you can even say the words that Torah doesn't make sense out of your mouth? I think it's just which yeshivas. A yid never challenges the Torah. Kairach challenged Moshe, but we don't. If anything we say, I don't understand. I wish I understand better. But you know what? I'll even prove to you that it happens, because my father, I saw it with my own eyes. My father had a saw, and he used to make shtenders and bookcases, and a lot of times the spinning saw used to shoot wood out, and there were many times that my father and my brother, who took over him, got shot by a piece of wood shooting out from the saw at them, and they were mamish knocked their winds out. So before you start challenging, the Torah is real. Don't believe the things that you see in the movies, that's not real. This is real. Torah is real. So don't challenge it. But if you have a good question, you can go ask Rabbi Reisman about your hawk and the disease and the infection. I'm sure he'll have a shot. But don't challenge the Torah, really. It's not a good idea. Rishus harabim. Okay, so that was the first case. The guy was chopping, the piece of wood went out, and now it hurt someone. And that person says you have to pay. So there's... Oh, so since I was working in my Bishus HaYachid, but it went out into Rishus HaRabim, says the Mishnah, still your chayiv to pay, because you should have known there are people in the Rishus HaRabim walking, and obviously if there's so many people walking there, Rishus HaRabim has 600,000 people walking there, then surely someone might get hit. Now, by the way, when I was a kid, I used to do something that I don't know if I hurt someone, but I might have. I used to take a tennis racket and a rocks, and I used to go bing, and I used to see how far the rock could shoot. And the rock used to shoot like a mile. If you ever did saw someone do it, the rubber of the tennis racket hitting a little rock, the force could go impact for blocks. And I used to enjoy it. But then when I got older, I realized, boy, I was crazy. What if it just landed on some person's head? What if it landed on some baby? What if it landed on someone's car? What if it landed on someone's window? So sometimes you have to realize that by learning Torah like this, you'll be a better person. You won't come to do something that's going to cause nezek to others. Let's save the questions for the end. So says the Mishnah, B'shus HaRabim Vizik, B'shus HaYachid, what if I was chopping wood in the public place and now, boing, the wood bounced off and went into a private place and went into someone's yard? And he was sitting there taking a suntan and all of a sudden his nose got a big boo-boo. He's bleeding. Who's paying for the nezek? Says the Mishnah, third case. What if he was in his own backyard? He has a nice backyard, a nice little forest there. And he's chopping wood, and all of a sudden it goes and it bounces into someone else. What's the halacha? Says the Mishnah, chayav. Hashem says you'll be chayav to pay for damages. So generally when it says chayav, it means nezek, tzar, ripui, sheves, and boshes, which is a whole speech in itself. I'm not going to tell you now, but Beis Din would make him pay for many different payments for the injury. Since I don't know who was sitting best, I'm going to give this boy a ball because he was the only one that had a question. Even though I didn't like his question, but he had a question. Oh, now let's raffle this off and everybody take out your ticket.
I don't have a ticket.
If you don't have a ticket, now you have a ticket. Who doesn't have a ticket?
Oh, I don't have a ticket.
I have a ticket.
Basically,
I
can't.
I'm dead.
So here.
I'm
supposed
to have a
ticket.
Go around. Whoever doesn't have a ticket.
I
have
a question.
No. Okay. The winner is. He's giving out the tickets. If you don't have a ticket. Right? If someone makes sure you come back.
Oh,
shit. All
right.
Does anybody fight for life? Don't make me do something here. Okay. The winning ticket is 820. By the way, that's my father-in-law who I started this year in his memory because he wasn't able to speak for 15 years. And this should be a way that he's now speaking on Aden. That's a picture of my father. And if you'd like to sponsor a share, by all means do. You're the winner. Enjoy.
You said we should wait till the end for questions.
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.